Blog Talk Radio.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task.
Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter, we shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
You have tried to change my country. You've tried to change my life. No one ever asked me if I thought that this was right. It's time for us to tell you that we will go through hell to defend our country and to help BDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Lied to all the people and tried to take away their rights. But we won't let you sell this land, not without a fight. It's time for us to tell you that you can go to hell. It's time for us to stand and fight and join the EDL. I'm proud to be an Englishman and I'm going to be free. I won't forget the men who died to give that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. God save England and the UK. Forget the men who died to get that right to me. And we will stand up against you and defend England every day. There's no doubt we love this land. So save England and the UK.
We most certainly do love this land and our country. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the voice of the EDL. As I say, tonight, I should have my co-hosts around, but I can see someone sitting in the studio. Basically, I can't see anybody in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. It's really weird tonight. So, oh, there you go. I've got, of course, now, thank goodness, I've got our very own, the boss man, Dave, go ahead, mate. What am I like? I can't get me feet straight tonight. What am I like?
That's fantastic. I love it. Good evening, Jeff. How you doing, mate? Dave sends his
good
love
evening.
To you.
Good evening. I was a little bit panicky because we got no one in the chat room. I don't know if it's happened tonight, whether I've done something wrong or I don't know.
Because there's loads of people there, Jeff. There's loads of people there already, mate.
Oh, okay then, Dave, if you could keep an eye on it. Because I just can't see it, you know. I might have to refresh the page or something like that a little bit later on. But anyway, yeah, it's good to have you. I see someone in the chat room, in the studio with us, Dave.
I'm not sure
if that could be our guest. It could be that... it could well be... ladies and gentlemen, tonight, today I had a phone call from Dave, and the gentleman that we're talking about is, I think everybody will probably know, you've seen his videos, he's a staunch supporter of the English Defence League, isn't he, Dave? And of course, that's our very own Wild Bill. And he's a great guy in his own rights, and he's got lots of things going on as well, hasn't he, Dave? He certainly has, this gentleman.
Yes, mate, yeah, you know, I mean, it was down to Kevin today, they actually called Wild Bill. It's actually his birthday as well. And this you know, from the conversation that ensued, he was, you know, couldn't wait to actually get on. If you want to call him, do you want to call him on now, or...?
Well, if he's there, you know what, Dave? If we've got a guest, I don't want to keep him hanging about.
I've so, been there for 5 minutes already.
I think this is the gentleman now.
This is, good evening. Who's this?
This is Wild Bill for America.
Oh, well,
yay.
Good evening, Bill. Good evening.
Good evening, Wild Bill. Good to have you on the show. I've often listened to your videos, and the support that you've showed the show is just... fantastic, and it's so good to have you here this evening on the show. Thank you for being here.
Oh, I appreciate you letting me come on. Yes, I am a strong supporter. London is probably my favorite city in the whole world to visit. I've been there. In fact, I have debated Muslim evangelists on the street corner. I've gone to Hyde Park one Saturday, and I never got there. I ended up debating with the Muslims and almost getting into a fight. It was quite a day.
It has changed a lot, Bill. It has, hasn't it, Dave? It's changed so much. The London of old, what's the memories of how I remember, you know, myself, you know, when I was a young man, Bill, I remember when it was, you know, the old London of old. And over the, you know, the years, as time's gone by, as Dave will say, it's altered so much, and it breaks my heart to see what they've done to this this great city of ours, London, and surrounding you know, surrounding towns and cities around the country. It's just been heartbreaking to see it unfold before our very eyes, and politicians facilitating these people, Bill, you know?
That is what I cannot understand. You know, we know what Islam is bringing. They've done it for years. They destroyed countries all across North Africa. They wrecked the countries in the Middle East. And they tell us they're going to wreck our countries too. I just cannot understand the stupidity of the politicians. It just drives me nuts. I guarantee you if Washington...
Is it all about the money, the petrol dollar, Bill? Do you think it's all about the petrol dollar, the reason why politicians, the greed, everything associated with being in power, you know? Is this the reason why they don't want to rock the boat too much in case they lose out on the money that they're dragging in from the Saudis and that? Could that be the problem that we've got there?
I think it's just a problem of courage. What I've been telling the Tea Party here is that, you know, our government does not listen to us because they have no fear of us. They don't believe that we are capable of voting them out of office. There may be a money trail there, but it, you know, the way the problem is going in England, if they don't take a stand within a few years, they may be the one being beheaded. So I don't know what to say there.
I agree. Go ahead, Bill. No, go ahead. Carry on with what you're saying. Please do.
You can bet your bottom dollar that there are millions of people who are thinking just like you do. They are concerned. They see it every day with this latest beheading. You can bet there are thousands more thinking something has to be done. And you know who else is thinking that something has got to be done? That's the police officers who see this coming, and they know that sooner or later they will be getting their heads chopped off. Now, I think one of the best things that you guys could do would be to find some way to cozy up with the police, get them to speak out, because if the law enforcement officers speak out, the citizens will speak out.
I think you make a good, valid point there, but the problem is, if they do speak, they are speaking out against their hierarchy, you know, the enforcers of the police, you know, the higher-up people. And, of course, all the decisions have been come from Parliament. So they're directed by the government itself. So this is the reason, you know, and Dave will tell you this, the support that we get from policemen when we're at demonstrations, and we've got one coming up. You've heard what's been going on over here, haven't you, Bill? We've had a rolling demonstration since it's all come out. That over, it was 1,400, but there is now we're talking about 1,700 children. You know, there's been an Islamic slavery trafficking going on with our children for many, many years now, Bill. It's actually horrific because it's just unfolding. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And we've had lads that's been camping out since, I think it was last Tuesday or Wednesday, was it? It's about 12, coming up for 12 days, isn't it now, Dave?
12 days, yeah, 12 days. Doing an absolutely fantastic job as we spoke.
Yes, they certainly are. And a big salute to them, Bill, because this is something that we've never, ever did before. You know, we've never, you know, we go to demonstrations, we do what, you know, we do, and we come away. But it was this one gentleman. Dave, would you like to tell Bill a little bit about the story behind this rolling demonstration, what's been going on a little
bit?
Yeah,
love to. And Andrew Edge is one of our regional organisers, officers, you know, ROs. He took it upon himself one morning to actually go to Rotherham and stand outside the police station as a show of support. He went on a hunger strike. He's a type 1 diabetic, so obviously I don't know whether that's lasted that long, but, you know, kudos to him still. And I put a little video out calling for some sort of support for the guy. Before you knew it, we've got the people of Rotherham coming out and visiting Camp Rotherham, I suppose we can call it, Jeff, yeah? And the support has been absolutely massive, Bill. The people have been coming and giving them food. They've been taking the Patriots away with them, you know, to get showered and bring them back. They had no generator on site, so all their communications were down. So people were taking their phones and chargers home, charging their phones and bringing them back. It's just been absolutely phenomenal. And it is a first for the EDL, like Jeff says. And can I just say
this? Yeah, we've never done
moment,
anything
please.
Like this before, Dave, ever.
No, if I'm just saying,
you know, so to
wish
you
a,
Bill,
to, wish you a,
you know?
To wish you a happy birthday, Bill.
Your happy birthday,
you,
Bill.
Yes. 59 years old today.
59 years
Ooh.
Young, you mate, young man. You know what?
Happy
thanks
birthday.
Very much to Kevin for getting in touch with you and for you coming on the show tonight. It's absolutely fantastic, and we thank you very much.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to putting our heads together and finding some solutions to these problems. I was having a coffee with a couple of TV producers just 2 days ago, and we were talking about people in Canada, England, Australia, New Zealand, and Germany are all going through the same problems that the rest of us are. This is a worldwide problem. So we've been talking about finding some way to start an international coalition of citizens to find ways to force our governments to enforce the law, to do their basic duty to protect their own country.
Well, that's such a good point. I mean, you know, what we're looking at is at the moment, over the scandal that's came out of Rotherham at the moment, we are told by numerous people that it's not down to the government to get the chief of police, it's down to the electorate. And if that's the case, then surely it's down to the electorate again to remove these people from their positions of so-called power, Bill.
I am concerned about the self-defense laws over there. You know, here I can carry a .45 in my pocket if I need to, but over there you guys are pretty much unarmed. If these guys come after you with machetes, the best you can do is poke them in the eye with your finger. Any ideas on how you can get some decent self-defense laws over there?
Well, it's true. You know, we have been sort of left undefended. We, you know, as the law stands, we're not allowed to have firearms to protect ourselves. We haven't got the great thing that's built into your law, a right to bear arms, and which has been under attack. I've got to admit, at this moment in time, it's under attack for bearing arms in your country. By a certain person in office, Obama, isn't it? He's been trying to get it changed. Or what he's doing now, isn't it? He's put he couldn't take away the guns, so what he's doing is putting a tax or make sure that people have got to sort of sign something or other about the ammunition, isn't it? Now, Bill, he's changed it in another way.
Oh, they'll never give up trying to strip us of our freedom. For some reason, a certain aspect of, well, I call them liberals or enemies of freedom, they just cannot stand to leave people alone. They cannot stand to let us live our own lives. They think they are so superior intellectually and morally that they should be running our lives for us, and that's the problem. Now, one thing that the Tea Party has done over here is it has scared the living daylights out of the politicians. It was so bad. One of the Republicans, the old Republicans who'd been in office a long time, was challenged by Chris McDaniel, a Tea Party candidate, and McDaniel was going to win. It was looking like he was going to win, and the Republican went to the Democrats, their old enemies, and asked for help. And the Democrats and Republicans banded together. They committed voter fraud. They threw the race card out there, how the Tea Party is racist. You know, you guys are familiar with that. You guys get it just as bad as we do. And anyway, you guys stole the election. So I'm going up to Jackson, Mississippi on the 12th to help take back this election, to hold a rally and a demonstration. We have got to let these politicians know that they better fear the people more than they fear Islam or whatever. Because if they don't do something pretty soon, it's going to be pitchforks and torches. It's time for the people to rise up and take action.
What a fantastic thing to say. Well done, Bill. I'd just like to say, there's actually, believe it or not, not any laws, so to speak, to actually stop us bearing arms. We've been dumbed down to a point so far where we believe we're not allowed to. All right? So that someone's been looking into that for us. I haven't got the actual full details, but we are, believe it or not, allowed to bear arms and protect ourselves. And it's always been there. It's written into our Magna Carta, our Constitution, which is basically the same as yours, Bill. It's the same as Australia's and Canada's. And it can't be repealed. It can't be taken away. But we've been led to believe that you need a license for a gun, like you need a license to watch TV, like you need a license to fish. It's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, there are people out there at the moment that are armed the right way, obviously, of which I have no doubt there are hundreds of thousands of people that are actually armed. You know, to get a shotgun license in this country is not very hard at all. It costs you £50 to apply for a license. You know, and this is we're not really ready for what's going to go on. I don't think anybody can sort of foresee like we can what's going to go on in this country. We're seeing it all over the European countries at the moment. Well, these people are running riot, they're causing riots, they're burning cars, they're stoning the police. It's something that's gone too far. I've always said, and I will say again, just quickly, Bill, we at the moment have people in our country with positions of power and trust. If they upset that at all, then obviously the people that are in the places of power and trust will be there no more. I've actually talked to someone that actually infiltrated the Islamists, and they're not interested in the EDL and Britain First and all these other groups there. They want the government, and they're slowly eroding our way of life. They're slowly working their way in, and the war will be won here by these people through the democratic process, because people can't be bothered. People are too scared to stand up and speak out for that one word, which is racist. And it's only the white people in this whole, on this whole planet at the moment, that can be deemed as racist, and I find that inherently wrong.
Oh, I abhor that word. I get it every day because of my videos, and the word racist should bounce off our chests like bullets off Superman. We have got to learn to ignore it, to charge full bore into their lives. We need to just not even let them slow us down. Let the people see what liars they are, and take advantage of these beheadings. You know, that soldier that was chopped up in the streets, for crying out loud. The British people should be up in arms about that. And now, just recently, a grandmother was beheaded in her garden.
Well said, Bill. I mean, you know, the politicians, as you know, we heard this recent beheading, which was absolutely atrocious. But, you know, just after Lee Rigby being slaughtered on our streets in Woolwich, the Prime Minister and Boris Johnson both come out and said, this has nothing to do with Islam. Islam is a religion of peace. And these are just deranged people, basically. But, you know, they think we're, you know, the thing is that gets me, Bill, and probably yourself, is I think we're stupid. We know exactly what's behind it. When these people recite verses out of the Quran after they've slaughtered this young soldier, it's got everything to do with Islam. And it seems they just want to pander to the Muslims all the time. This is the problem we got, and they think we're stupid. They think we're going to go along with what they say. And it's not the case. That's the reason why we're here, because we're fed up with the lies, the way they try to spin things, and everything's fine, you know, don't worry, the government's got it all under control, and we know that's not the situation. And you probably feel the same yourself, Bill, with the Obama administration, the way they are as well.
Oh, the Obama administration is desperately trying to surrender the United States to Islam, but we don't have enough Muslims in this country yet to really cause us any harm. Now, the September 11th anniversary is coming up in a few days, and there are reports of planned terrorist attacks. And just yesterday, there was a report that the ISIS people were spotted about 8 miles south of El Paso, Texas, along the Mexican border. So it's possible that there will be a terrorist attack on or near the 11th, and that brings me up to another point here. The government may not do anything about it, or you guys may not be able to change your government easily, but what about the media? You know, it is the lying, left-wing propaganda media that is enabling these people. I think the media does as much harm as the government does. Have you guys...
they're betraying the country. They're betraying the country like the government. They're going along with the lines of the government. State-run radios, TV, state-run newspapers. That's what we've got here. And none of them are telling us the truth. They all want to demonize people like ourselves who stand up and want to know about what's going on and speak out about what's going on in our countries, and we're the ones who get demonised, the way we always had done, Bill, you know, like yourself and the good members of the Tea Party, the Tea Parties and ourselves, we've had it all from these people, haven't we, the left wing, trying to make stories up about us, just to demonise us and to, as though we don't mean nothing, and it's because we're patriots, because we love our country. It's disgraceful. And how do we change it, though, Bill? How do we change these people? You know, make them, you know, because this ongoing demonstration we've had, do you know what? There's not been anything in the papers in this country. I don't know. I might be wrong. Dave, am I right or wrong? Has there been anything about what we've been doing or what Andrew's been doing and the other lads and lasses?
Well, there's been 20, there was 20 plus interviews. I think it was on the day that he went there, or the next day, and that was with Jon Snow on Channel 4. That was, they've had the international media there, and I've not seen anything as yet. There was a Sikh that went there with a little film crew, and actually filmed Rebecca, you know, talking about the way she was raped by five of these Muslims. And that's all I've seen so far, to be quite honest with you. Now, we just had a message in the chat room, Jeff. I've got to point this out. EDL yep. Minx is saying, in the past year, we worked out that there has been about 6 beheadings in Britain since Lee Rigby.
My goodness me. Yeah, it's absolutely horrific. Thank you, EDL Minx. It just brings it home to you, doesn't it, Bill? We need, you realise this is going on where we live. This is actually happening on our streets.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unbelievable. And I say we are in a war. This is a global war. We all know it, don't we? We're not bloody stupid. You know, we know what's going on. It's how we combat it. We need to put people in power that will address these issues and take the bull by the horns, speak the way it is, and let's get on and do business. Let's sort these people out. Let's have our country. Let's have some sort of normality in our nations and our countries, which is, you know, how it used to be, how I remember it. It seems like them days seem such a long way away now, don't they, Bill, if you know what I mean? Seems such a long way away to how I remember it, and probably you as yourself. And you was a police officer, wasn't you, as well, Bill, when in what you'd done in your business, didn't you? You was a policeman, wasn't you?
Yes, I was a law enforcement officer for 20 years. So I generally know how law enforcement officers think. And their number one priority is every day after their shift. And this is why I am absolutely confident that British police officers are getting really nervous about what they see Islam bringing to their country. So keep them in mind as possibly your most valuable allies. Now, I do have some ideas on how to make an end run around the media. One thing that you guys need to remember, and it's this. If you do not take control of your image, the media will control it for you, and it will be ugly. You've seen that already.
Yeah, well they've done this for such a long time. And the problem is, though, Bill, and this is the reason why we're suppressed, the reason why they don't want to speak out about the English Defence League, what we're doing, is because every time something's mentioned about us, our numbers rise up. You know, and this is what they're scared of, because we're more popular than David Cameron. I mean, we've got supporters all the way around the world, as you know, Bill. We've got global support, and more support than David Cameron or any government, predecessing governments as well. So we are the people's people. And this is what's scary. That's why I would think that they're trying to suppress everything we say, because they're scared, because we're such a... we've become rather powerful in our own ways. At the same time, we are paying the sacrifices for it, Bill. We have got, a lot of our members that have been imprisoned over silly things. Painting on a mosque, painting a poppy on a mosque, 2 years in prison, something like that. Some of our lads have been getting, it just goes to show you that, we've often said this, haven't we, Dave? It's definitely a two-tier system at work, that they are protected. And we're not, we're not. We're just the common people out there, and it don't make no difference about what happens to us at all. And that's very sad. I mean, it's our communities as well, and everything is against us for what we've been doing. But we know that we got a lot of support, especially from yourself, Bill. I've seen the videos that you said about us have been absolutely fantastic. I've got to, I don't think I've spoke to you before, Bill, but it's a pleasure having you on the show this evening. And there's so many people that always talk about the videos and that. Have you seen the Wild Bill video? Yeah, it's great. And I always follow you, Bill, and always have been. So you're doing great, great works. And you've got quite a few things going on your end, haven't you, Bill? There you go. Thank you, Dave.
That's for all our friends across the pond. That's for all our friends across the pond. You know, this is a worldwide problem at the moment. I don't know how it stands in America, Bill, but, you know, in England, back in 1973, apparently we signed treaties to guarantee flow of oil and guaranteed, in return, Muslim migration to our country. And this has been going on, you know, since day dot. We have disenfranchised youngsters that are watching the internet, watching IS, watching Boko Haram, you know, watching Hamas. And the support for these people are absolutely massive, you know. And surely we must see sooner or later that our governments that are supposed to administrate for us and look after us are not looking after us at all over the flow of oil. Now, you know, I don't know how far that goes. I saw a long article by a guy, Levin Torres, a little while ago, and it opened my eyes to what went on. He's been predicting what was going to happen after seeing certain documentation, because he's a scholar and obviously well in with the establishment types. He's been privy to documents that nobody else is privy to. And he's seen it, and I'll post it up if I can. But he said, you know, we've signed treaties just for the flow of oil. So our country literally has been taken over. We're at war, apparently killing their brothers and sisters, you know, even though they're British born, they've never been over there. But we're killing their people, raping their people and doing all sorts of stuff, which has given them some sort of right in our country to walk through our streets preaching some sort of hatred. You know, all the imams in the mosques, you know, mosque in English means fortress, you know, and they're using the mosques as such across the rest of the world at the moment. You know, we'd be fools to believe, really, that the mosques are full of just people that believe in Islam. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I know that America, Canada, Australia, the whole of Europe, you know, it's all of the West at the moment. And people are not waking up to the fact that it is all across the West. Now, our media, going back to what Bill was saying, is totally on the government's side, obviously. Or, you know, the 20-plus interviews that the EDL did outside Rotherham Police Station, outside Rotherham Social Services, surely something should have been aired. They put a kibosh on it. They stopped it. That's it. It's end off, you know, and we can't get our message out. Now, the Muslims have got a TV station. They've got radio stations. They've got mosques, you know, that they preach for imams from across the world, giving them this message that the world is flat. You know, women are worth nothing to you. You know, it's just...
Bill's
laughing. Oh, no, go on, Bill. Sorry, mate.
There's only one way. There's only one way you're going to get your message out. You have got to meet the people face to face. You will never, ever get a fair shake from the media. Now, this is something I've been encouraging Tea Parties to do all over the United States, and it's this. Start planning a community bash where everybody is invited to City Park for good food, good music, dancing in the streets, and to hear inspirational speakers. Call shop owners and have them sell their goods. Call the art stores. Make it a fun time. Let people see that you are not the hooligan racist that the media wants them to believe you are. And I think that's the only way you're going to be able to make a run around the media and get a fair hearing. You guys have got to get out and meet the people.
You know, well, I'm glad you said that, Bill, because it's obviously something that's very difficult to do. People at the moment in our country are waking up to the fact that this is just one town at the moment, Rotherham. You know, it's now nearly 1,700 young children over 16 years. These are cab drivers. These are, I think the point people are missing at the moment is that, you know, I'll get messages, only 8 people have been arrested. You know, only 8 people perpetrated these crimes, and that couldn't be any further from the truth. These 8 people passed these young children around hundreds and hundreds of, you know, and thousands of different men that our children can't identify. They don't know their names. These were the leaders of some sort of paedophile ring handing off our children to other people. And you know, to know that some people, again, because of the media, are actually thinking there's only 8 people in one town that actually perpetrated these crimes is ridiculous. We've got to look at the bigger problem, which is the fact that these people gain the children's trust. They actually get in some sort of sexual relationship with the children. They make them feel important. They give them gifts. They give them drink. They give them drugs. And before you know it, they're handed around all the elders. They're handed around anybody. You know, they're trafficked across the country. So the problem is a lot more deep-seated than anyone can ever realise. And the media aren't putting it out. The media they will never say Muslim. I think the first time I've seen Muslim was in the Sun newspaper. It's only a shitty red top paper, so to speak. You know, they said Muslim convert on the guy that beheaded the grandmother. You know, it's never mentioned as a Muslim. It's a slur on the whole of the Asian community to call them Asian. You know, they're not Chinese, they're not Japanese. You know, why we keep calling them and keep softening the blow to everybody? If you don't mention Muslim, then the people of this country will not know what's going on.
That's for
sure. I think you make a good valid point. Do you not agree, Bill, that is the case? Every time they mention something about this, they all say Asian. So it's Asian is a big, it's a way that they deflect it all round, isn't it? And this is pointing fingers at, you know, like the Sikh community, the West Indian community, or not the West Indian, or the Hindu society, and Japanese, the Chinese. They're Asiatic. I mean, and that's the way that they've used it. They should tell it the way it is. These are Pakistani Muslims. And this is something that we find that they've been using to their advantage to spill it out of it, to deflect the whole situation. And I've got a story somewhere which I'm going to speak about from the I think it was a Sikh paper, Bill, and the Sikhs are up in arms about it. They're so fed up. We've been classed in a category, when they say Asiatic, that the Sikhs are really up in arms about it, that because it points aspersion to them as well, when it's got nothing to do with those good people. This is the... Yeah, go ahead, Bill, sorry.
Yeah, have you talked to the Sikhs about standing with you publicly?
We're actually in talks at the moment, Bill, with the Sikh community. Yes. There is actually a Sikh division... and they're working hard up north at the moment to try and get these people to, you know, sort of stand up and be counted, so to speak. And that's going on as we speak. But, you know, as we say earlier, I mean, there's something else in the chat room at the moment. We have got... they complained about the Sun headline on the BBC Asian Network phone-in. You know, so obviously that's been complained about. I mean, we shouldn't be tarring all people with the same brush. It isn't about Asians. It's about Muslims. You know, wherever you watch from any TV program any news program on the TV, it's always Muslims. That's it. You know, and all this, all the atrocities that are being caused across the world, across Europe, you know, across America, Canada, Australia, England, you know, the whole of the Western Hemisphere, really. You know, you switch on the news, and it's all about Muslims. You know, it's not about Asians, these people. But this is what our governments do and your governments do. They try and hide it. They try and portray it as being nothing. Now, obviously, we know at the moment that 9/11, the anniversary is coming up again. We've had planes go missing. We've had all sorts go missing from different places. I just hope that nothing happens again. I mean, I have messages saying these people are too stupid to fly planes, you know, and I went, well, what are you talking about? You know, look at 9/11, what are you talking about? You know, these are the people that want to try and discredit, you know, these people. You know, there's simulators online, you know, they can learn to fly a plane online. You know, it's not that difficult to fly a plane. Let's face it, you know, there's an engine, there's controls. It doesn't take a lot to do that, and I'm a little bit worried at the moment. Over the fact, I forget the what they've stolen at the moment, but they stole something else.
I think
about 6 months ago.
Something like Boeings have gone missing from Libya.
Yeah, that's right. But
I think
also
it's about
got 10, some sort of,
between 10 and 12 planes have gone missing, wasn't it, Dave?
On a plane, so that they've actually got something else. So it was some sort of or something, but actually got that a few months ago. So, you know, you put two and two together, I come up with four. You know, the news and the government come up with seven, and it's like that across the world at the moment. You know, this is what's going on. They want worldwide domination. Our governments in said countries are actually allowing these people to, if these people weren't putting videos on the net and they weren't telling us exactly what they're going to do in our streets, then fair enough, nobody knows. But they're telling us exactly what they want and what they're going to do, and we have no say in any of it. You know, this is what's more disturbing. Mostly disturbing for me, that our government are supposed to administrate for us, they're supposed to look after the people of this country, and they're not looking after anybody at the moment apart from these people.
No, I agree, and
as I say, I've got to thank once again, Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the English Defence League radio show tonight, and we've got someone who does great videos. He does so many great works, and that's, of course, our own very own Wild Bill. And you've probably seen him on a lot of the YouTube. He does absolutely awesome, and he's a guest of ours this evening. And thank you. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, it's Bill's birthday today as well, so I'd like to wish you all an happy birthday and many, many more, Bill. So there you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get going now, though, but I hope you'll have me back on again. And I'd like to get out there for one of the rallies one of these days. Who knows? Maybe I'll announce that I'm running for prime minister. That ought to shake things up.
Well, you put it this way, Bill. You do a hell of a lot better job than what David Cameron's doing.
Well, you guys
bless
keep
you,
up
Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking part on the show this evening. It's a great honour and privilege to have you on the show. And keep up your good work, brother.
Sure.
Keep on doing what you're doing. It's fantastic work. Thank you so much,
Bill.
Thank
you. Good night.
Good night, Bill. Thank you so much. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Wild Bill, and it's a gentleman that for a long time I wanted to have on the show to hear his views, and it was pretty awesome, you know. What can we say? Absolutely fantastic, wasn't it, Dave? Fantastic call. You there, Dave?
Happy birthday to Happy birthday to Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, well done, Dave. Absolutely awesome. That was an absolutely fantastic call, wasn't it, Dave, for this evening? And I've got to thank yourself. And Kenny, did you say, was it Kenny, Dave? We'd have Bill on this evening? Hey there, Dave.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I'm here. I had the mute button on. What I've got to do,
wonderful.
I know it's only while you lot are talking, obviously, but I've got stuff going on in my house, and I don't want everyone to hear what's going on. If we can, just take a 3-minute break. I'd like to play Wild Bill's Salute to the EDL, maybe, if that's all right.
You certainly can, Dave, any time you want, mate. But, ladies and gentlemen, as I say, we're taking a three and a half minute break, aren't we, Dave? And we'll be back after this, salute from Bill to the EDL. So with that, over to you, Dave. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, mate. Right, listen, this is a salute to the EDL from Wild Bill. Happy birthday, Bill. It was great that Kevin got in contact today, I think. And believe it or not, Wild Bill said, please come to Daytona. Just so happened that Kevin's car's not working at the moment, so he had to sort of politely decline, but it's such a shame. But you know what? A great guest, I think. And we're going to get on with this. This salute to the EDL by Wild Bill. It's 3:37, and we'll be back in a second.
Hello, everybody. Wild Bill for America here. Thank you for watching. Now, normally I wear a U.S. Marshal star on my shirt as a salute to my former profession, but today I am proudly wearing an English Defense League pin in honor of the men and women of courage who are standing virtually alone against an oppressive Islamic invasion of their nation. Now, the people of England are watching their nation be handed over to hostile immigrants because of the poison of political correctness. Weak and often corrupt British politicians are surrendering their nation's freedom when they should be standing firm against such things. But English courage is not about to go quietly. The fighting spirit that our grandfathers saw save that nation from the Nazi threat has risen up again in the form of the EDL. My dad fought side by side with the British in World War II, and I am proud to follow in his footsteps to stand with the Brits who are once again fighting fascism to save their country. The new battle for Britain is underway, and the same battle is coming to us unless Americans wake up and stand up against Islamic aggression. Islam is dedicated to overthrowing the West and forcing everyone to live under their primitive law. Many nations have already fallen and now live under the oppression of Sharia law. Every nation in the Middle East, except Israel, has been conquered by Islam, and Europe is now the target. In the vicinity of Paris, France, there are over 70 neighborhoods where the French police dare not go because of Islamic mobs. Now, to me, as an American lawman, that is a challenge that cannot go unanswered. The French police need to raid every one of those neighborhoods using whatever force is necessary. Those mosques need to be shut down and searched for evidence of terrorist materials. Now, this is what happens when Western nations allow what they think is moderate Muslims to immigrate. Moderate Islam paves the way for violent Islam. Now, unless the French take bold action very soon, their nation will be lost. My dad parachuted into Normandy in World War II to fight for France, and there are still 64,000 American troops buried in France after giving their lives for the cause. It makes me mad to watch the French government handing their nation over to fascism without even putting up a fight. Thank God for the English Defense League. They are showing their courage as they stand alone against the same kind of Islamic onslaught in their towns. Now, not only are they battling radical Islam, they're also fighting against outrageously unfair media bias that portrays the EDL as a bunch of thugs. How unfair. Now, I don't know for sure what's happening with the British police. Now, the ones that I have met impress me as some of the finest police officers in the world. I know they share the same concerns that I do about radical Islam. And I strongly encourage the EDL and the British police to get together, to put aside whatever differences they may have and stand together for the good of their nation. If the police speak out, the citizens of England will respond. And when the citizens respond, the politicians will have to listen. England is still English, and with the EDL leading the way, it'll stay English. And as Americans, we need to stand with them all the way. This is Wild Bill for America, saluting the EDL and saying, fight the good fight and you will win. And God bless America and the EDL.
Well, there you go. And absolutely awesome. And as I say, ladies and gentlemen, it gives us great honor and privilege to have Wild Bill on the show, and hopefully he'll come back on a late show, because there's so much there's so much more that we can talk about, isn't there, Dave? So many things, and a great gentleman, and it was great having him on the show this evening as well. And thanks for playing that clip as well.
That's right. Bearing in mind it's his birthday, obviously, you know, he took time out to do what he was doing, and bearing in mind it's sort of half past four over in America, so it's daytime still. He's obviously got some celebrating to do. So we do thank him very, very much for coming on the show, and thanks for Kevin for actually sorting that out. It was very exciting.
Yeah.
Today, you know.
Thanks,
so.
Kev. Bless you, mate. Cheers. That's really appreciated. Yeah, I was just saying, Dave, I mean, my goodness me, we've got a busy week this will come up next Saturday. I mean, we've already got a rolling demonstration, which is continuing, as EDL Mink said in the chat. This will be the 13th day tomorrow. So these lads, what can we say? I salute them all, Dale. And I salute the good people of Rotherham, the way the support that our lads and our lasses have been getting from the local people has been absolutely amazing, isn't it? Fantastic stuff. And so we'll be coming back to Rotherham this Saturday. And you know what, Dave? I've got a feeling it's going to be big. I think it's going to be very, very big. You know? We'll
massive.
See.
it'll be massive, hopefully. I mean, what I'd like to do quickly, it's only a minute, I'd like to play, I've got some calls yesterday and today, Friday and today, just some
yeah.
calls of support for Rotherham that I recorded in. I put them into one little segment. So if it's all right with you, I'm just going to play that quickly. And
no,
we'll
that's
back
fine.
After
this. Dave, actually, that leads me, as I say, I was going to have to take a break in anyone. It just gives me a couple of minutes to recall back in. So, yes, please, if you could play that, Dave, we'd appreciate it. Thank you very much, mate.
Oh, listen, what I'll do is I'll play the calls, and then I'll play a tune. That'll give you about four or five minutes, all right?
That's lovely. It'll take me about a minute or so. It depends. Sometimes I'll get a bit of an hold up getting back in, but hopefully it'll run okay today. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, it's a big shout out to Andy and all the boys up in Rotherham from the boys in the VFF. So making us so proud. Keep standing there. No surrender. No surrender.
This is Mac Hopkins. I just want to leave a message for all the Patriots up at Rotherham to let them know we're right behind you. We'll never surrender. Ever, ever. God bless you all. Thank you.
Hi, mate. It's Paul. Down at the camp, Andy Edge, his phone is off. So if you want to ring him, ring this number. All right? Cheers.
Hi, it's Sonia from Surrey. I just want to say a big, 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 massive shout to Andrew Edge and all the other protesters in Rotherham. Be safe, be lucky, well done, and massive respect to all of you.
Good evening, Dave. It's Northampton EDL here. A massive respect to all Patriots in Rotherham, Pigsty, Apple as well there, and all the best. Sam, no surrender.
Good luck, Andy and Ian and the rest of the lot in Rotherham. Everyone else, get your fucking ass there next Saturday. EDL, no fucking surrender. From the London, Adam and the rest of the London lot.
Hi, it's a message for all protesters in Rotherham. Keep going, you're brilliant, fantastic, good bunch of people. I'll see you next week. Definitely be seeing you Saturday.
End of messages.
Fantastic. Listen, I've just got we've got a few texts here. People got a little bit confused earlier about actually calling in. to leave a message. So I've just got to read these out. Wishing all the people still in Rotherham best wishes and total respect from the South Wales Valleys. That's from Tim Buck. We have from Bob. I would like to say a big thank you to all the UDL boys and girls in Rotherham for all that they are doing, and to say that we are very proud of you all. From Bob and Jan and all the people of Brighton, we love you all. We've got 100% respect to the Patriots outside Rotherham Police Station, especially Andrew Edge. I feel guilty for not being able to attend. I hope you are all well and in good spirits, NFSC. We have thinking of you all as you stand up for our nation's children and protest on behalf of those who have been fouled. God bless you. We have a big shout out to the EDL family in Rotherham, amazing people with a lion's heart, proud to the core. Hope to meet some of you in London. Respect from Jay, the Solihull Division, NFSC England until we die. And last but not least, a big well done to the standing Patriots at Rotherham, a credit to our society and standing for what we all believe in. Surrender from Lucy Blackwell in Rotherham.
Whoa. There you go. It's great. Dave, you know, that's what's fantastic. This is what, it's good. You know, some of the lads are listening to the show. They can hear the support. This is coming from all over the country, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what Dave was reading out there, this comes from all over. Everybody knows that there's, you know, our members are there, that Andrew started it. He was that one voice. It reminds me of that Fools and Horses. When I say that, I keep thinking of one voice with old Del Boy outside the building that time. Dave, you know which one I'm talking about.
One voice!
Yeah, that's all it takes. But Del Boy started a riot. Thank goodness. I mean, we're not doing exactly that, are we?
No, exactly that. Exactly
that was that. And a big, big respect and a big shout-out to, of course, Andrew Edge. God bless you, mate. As he's got problems as well. He's diabetic, and they went on hunger strike, what can I say? Dedication and being there for the girls, not about being there for the cause or anything like that. This is for the girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about bettering the cause. It's nothing about organising. It's people being people, doing the right thing, trying to get justice for these girls that's been so badly treated and being failed by every part of the, you know, the government you can think, from the top to the bottom. They've all failed these girls and many other girls right away across this country. And in the end, it takes the good people of this country to stand up and do the right thing, to be there for the girls. And that's exactly what we're doing. You know, we are people for the people, aren't we, Dave? You know, this is what it's about. We will get some justice for these girls. It needs to be done. Anybody being arrested over it. What are you saying? There was 8 people being arrested over all those almost 1,700 girls we're talking about, and only 8.
Well, we're talking about the reports coming out at the moment. I think there was one grooming gang have been arrested and charged and actually put away, and there was 8 people. And what people are seeing at the moment is that, you know, it was only 8 people. It wasn't just 8 people. The 8 people that have been arrested have been identified by the young children as being the perpetrators of the crimes. What we're missing is the fact that they were trafficked all around the country. And, you know, I think one girl had 80 go through her, if we can say that, in a weekend.
Oh,
so what
you know,
we're talking about
are
much...
You know, it makes me feel sick to think of the plight of these girls.
So much, much bigger numbers than is being reported. You know, I'm surprised but hundreds of other men did, or thousands of other men did too. And this is, we've got to remember this, one in our country, which I think is at the moment 6-10% Muslim, all right? 6-10%. And the atrocities that have gone on, and the covering up that's gone on by the establishment, the authorities, the police, is absolutely, you know, I shake my head, Jeff, I really do.
I'm like you, Dave, and like many of us who sit listening to this show, I know that everybody feels the same. Something needs to be done, some justice. And these people do these despicable, horrible crimes about these, because I'll tell you what, there's no, you know, the best place for them to be is hell. You know what I mean, Dave?
They're all going there. They're all going there, Jeff. Listen, they wish the hellfire upon us for every action that they perform on this earth at the moment. And I don't see any good coming out of it. You know, they're going in their hellfire. Rotherham Police Station, a major thank you. Highlighting this absolutely disgusting failure to protect 1,400 plus innocent victims proves to me at least some people retain moral values. I salute you all. NSE, and that's from Marty.
Oh, yeah, that's very, very well said there, Marty. And what to say? You know, and this is the reason why that we've been allowed to go ahead and do what we do. I think it's just shamed the people that's been involved. It's really putting them under spotlight. And what I'm saying is, though, it's not so much about the people that done these despicable, horrible crimes, but it's the people that facilitated them, that turned their backs, told kids to go away. You know, don't worry, we'll sort it. Nothing happens. And that the abuse continues. Continued, should I say, Dave. It continued. And we've heard so many case after case after case, told to go away. We're sorting it. And all the time they were still getting abused. And this is what I mean. Degradation of duty in the social services, in the police, and, of course, councillors, right up and down. And I'll say up and down the country as well, because they're all facilitating. Well, wherever you got problems, it's Blackpool, northeast of England has got it quite bad. And it's all like a big cover-up. And there's always a Muslim in charge in the council. Somewhere along the line, there's a Muslim in charge. And if things get suppressed, I don't know, it's just the way it goes, isn't it? Right up and down this country.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead,
keep up the good work, lads. SAS London. SAS London. I mean, you know, this. We're hoping it is. You know. The best in the world. Maybe it's not, we don't know, but at the end of the day, you know, look, we the support, like I say, has been absolutely fantastic. I think from the little demonstration we saw on Saturday by another group, we've been led to believe there's been sort of 500 people there. I know people that were there, and they messaged me earlier, there were 40 to 60, no more, no less. We are at the moment with the support, with the PR exercise, if we can call it that, not that it was meant to be as such, but it has been a bit of a PR exercise for the EDL, and I hope that Andrew and Gail and Ian and all the rest of the Patriots that have actually gone to Rotherham have treated the people with respect, you know, and they're actually seeing the EDL for what they are. I'm thinking, and we need to watch what goes on a little bit, really, because we had this in Bournemouth. You know, there was about 100, 150 people tailing on to the end of the demonstration, and the police wouldn't let them in. Now, anybody wants to, I'll put this out there now, anybody that wants to stand with the EDL, you know, the actual people of Rotherham, make sure you're in at the muster point at the time, because the police will not let you into the demonstration. And I can see, literally, from the EDL doing what they're doing, and the PR that's gone out, and the people that have talked to people about EDL, I can see there being absolutely a massive amount of people on the demonstration, and I can't wait, to be quite honest with you. I can't wait, Jeff.
No, I agree. I mean, I think we're going to have numbers very similar, like what we had at Newcastle. I mean, there was estimated numbers of 7,000 plus. It looked like about 10,000, because myself and Kel at the time, we watched that there was a rolling video, a live leak going on, Dave. I was watching it. It was just massive. They were coming and coming and coming. You know, it was just, it was amazing. I could see the same thing happening in Rotherham. I know that people are going to come. That's what I'm saying. Ladies and gentlemen, wherever you might be, maybe you've been a bit quiet lately. This is the time now to show your support of these young girls. Be there for the girls. Be there. Wherever you might be, whatever distance, be there. This is so, so important. I've never felt so much passion about having to say for people to be there on the street there with us and to demonstrate and speak out about what's been going on. It's disgusting that this has gone on for so many years unabated. unabated. These people have gone about this disgusting business of theirs.
Well, they were turned away, Jeff. They were turned away. They were called wayward children. They were called. They were labelled with ADHD. You know, they were labelled as all sorts. You know, it wasn't really about you know the unwillingness to do anything. It was the fact that these children got the blame for themselves. As such, the authorities turned around and went, well, sorry, we can't pursue that. You know, what's his name? What's this? What's that? It's ridiculous to actually see what went on in Rotherham. Now, you've got to understand, obviously, or you've got to wonder, should I say, what's going on across the rest of the country. And I expect reports to be coming out very, very soon from different counties and different towns across our great country that will actually open up the people's eyes. If the media don't report it, then we will. Simple as that.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the great thing about, you know, the show that we do. I mean, we are reporting on the things that, I mean, as I say, we're not seeing no media news about what our lads have been doing for almost 13 days now of camping outside on the steps of the police station and doing what they've been doing. And it's never been done before. So we've never. I don't think there's been anybody else that's done anything like this, Dave. And it's we've had the attention of the paparazzi, I suppose you'd call it, from different nations that have been over here. I think you've had the French, the Russians. I think everybody's been sort of involved in it. But we're not getting the reports in this country as such. But they probably are reporting on it in their countries. When they go back, they're probably reporting on it, what's been going on, and probably do documentaries, them sort of things. This is what normally happens, isn't it, Dave? Well, I don't know what's happened there. It's gone quiet. Oh, let's come back into the studio. I don't know if Dave's muted himself. Oh, he's dropped off. Yeah, he's just dropped off a minute, ladies and gentlemen. As I say, guys, you know, we've got this the demonstration which is coming up this weekend. And we've got a back-to-back sort of demonstration. We've got the one which is so important, the one at Rotherham. But we've got the following week a big one outside Downing Street, and that's one that we've been really we've got to get down there and point some fingers towards that lockdown. There, it needs to be done. Now's the time. Let me see, just coming back into the studio a minute or the chat room. So there you go. It's a shame Dave dropped off because I forgot what I was going to say now. That just happens now and again. Yeah, don't forget, guys, that if some of the things that we've been discussing tonight you want to call in on the show, please do. As I say, if you're a Blog Talk Radio user and you've got Skype, then that's all for a Skype user. If you left-click on the blue button with the S on, follow the prompts. When it says, do you want to speak to the host or do you want to listen to the show, you'll press 1 on your device. But if you're not, haven't got any of those devices, and you're outside the USA, the number to call in is 001-858-777-5934. Repeat, 001-858-777-5934. So, you know, please do. We'd love to take your calls there. But I'm just going back to chat room, see what everybody's chatting about, and maybe I'm going to play another tune in a minute until we get Dave back. As I say, just dropped off out of it left me in the middle of the air. I was going to say something, then I see he went, and then I can't think what to say. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a tune now. I haven't played this for a while, and of course this is the Warriors song. This goes out. A lot of people used to love this. People used to come in here before Poppy and many other people. This is quite a long version. I don't think we should play that. I think it's maybe a little bit long. We will. It's 6 minutes and 15 seconds, and it's great version anyway. So I hope you enjoy it, guys. And with that, the Warrior song. There you go. The price.
Be equal born to those who pledged their lives in sacred honor, was smiled upon by God and freed from chains and iron collar. He is held aloft on unity and by history revered for preserving peace through strength his wings now reach across 200 years. But for each of those in 1 year more, God has smiled upon the core. From the Barbary coast to the eastern sand, by sword, by gun, or by bare hand, so it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain. Dogs to loose when war is waged.
Fire, I will keep our Chesty, wherever you are.
Well, there you go. And that goes especially out to a lot of our dear, dear American friends who listen to the show.
I think for me, personally, I think there was always something when I was growing up, and personally in my life, I think there was always something. I've always wanted to do great things. I've always wanted to make a difference somehow, some way. I always wanted to, you know, it might sound corny or whatever, but do something to change the world, you know? Do something to make a difference in society.
Is it worth it?
Yes, it's worth it. It's worth the sacrifice. It's definitely worth the sacrifice.
Well, I don't know what happened there, Jeff. I lost all internet. I lost everything there for some unknown reason.
Oh.
Yeah,
I've got to admit, sometimes that happens to me, Dave, but you just, everything goes out, doesn't it? You just, and I don't know, just freaky things happen now and again, isn't it? But, and
hello,
I was right in the middle of the section of SA, and I lost track of what I was doing, Dave.
Oh, don't. Listen, you know what, I've got some clips lined up if you want to go for that. We've got Nigel Farage on 4 decades of multiculturalism. We have Paul Weston, Where Are the Politicians?
You know,
and
what, Dave? I think what I'd like to, because, you know, I like Paul. Maybe can we play? I'd like to hear Paul first, if it's possible, mate.
Yeah, no problem.
He's a great guy.
He is a fantastic guy. I've downloaded this earlier. Obviously, people might have seen it, but for the listeners that haven't seen it or heard it, this is Paul Weston. Where Are the Politicians?
I think, like a lot of people today who are looking at this rape of 1,400 native English girls in Rotherham, about where the disgust really lies. Is it with the Muslim rapists, or is it with the police, the social services and the media who deliberately allowed this to happen for 16 years? And the media finally is coming around to the fact that, having called these Muslim rapists Asian for years, they are now talking about the fact that they're Pakistani, and maybe it's a Pakistani problem. It is not a Pakistani problem, it is a Muslim problem, and we see this all around the world. In Nigeria, Boko Haram is raping girls. They're not Pakistani, but they are Muslim. In Syria, the same thing is happening. All around the world this is going on, and the one word they do not want to use is the word Muslim. And if you cast your mind back to 2005, after the Cronulla Beach riots in Australia, they were Lebanese Muslims doing it, and the chief imam of Australia came out and said, if you leave uncovered meat outside your front door, the cats will come and eat it. He went on to say that uncovered women are essentially there to be raped by Muslims. This has nothing to do with Pakistan. It has everything to do with Islam. Muhammad took Aisha as his 6-year-old bride, and he consummated that marriage at 9. Now, you don't make love to a 9-year-old, you rape her. Muhammad raped his wife. Muhammad is the perfect man. All Muslims revere Muhammad as the perfect man, so they see no problem with doing exactly the same thing, especially when English girls are considered to be easy meat, as Jack Straw so succinctly put out a few years ago. And this has been going on now for one reason only. It is because of the teachings of Muhammad, the teachings of the Quran and Islam. Everything else is irrelevant. People need to understand Islam is behind this, and until we address the problem of the actual rape problem as being a Muslim thing, we are never going to actually do anything about it. The authorities hid this for years because they kept on saying it is racist to draw attention to this. The policeman said it's racist to draw attention to this. Girls of 11 or 12 years old were being doused in petrol and threatened to be set alight if they mentioned that they had been gang raped by Muslim paedophile Pakistani rapists. And the longer we go on ignoring this, and the media is ignoring it exactly the same way now that the police force and the social services did for 16 years by not naming what the driving ideology is. And of course they can't mention it. They can talk about Pakistani culture until the cows come home. What they can't do, and the reason they can't do it, is say this is specifically a Muslim issue, because if they say that word, the Muslim word, they then have to say, is there anything within the Quran and the teachings of Muhammad that condone this? And yes, they do condone it. Muhammad condoned it. That is why it's been going on. And until the cowardly media actually stand up and use that M-word, that Muslim word, this is not going to stop. And nobody is... Where is David Cameron on this? Where is Nick Clegg on this? Where, in actual fact, is Nigel Farage and UKIP on this? All we have seen and heard is total and utter media silence from them. This is the biggest story of our very young 21st century. This is horrific. It has shocked the entire world. And our politicians cannot stand up and say, we have a problem here. Well, you believe me, in years to come, that problem will grow. Every 10 years, the Muslim demographic doubles. Every 10 years, this is going to be not 1,400 girls raped, 2,800 girls raped. And don't think it only happened in Rotherham. It's happened in Rochdale. It's happened in Dewsbury. It's happening in Oxford. It's happening in Burnley and Bradford and Oldham and Leicester. It is happening everywhere. And it's not just happening in this country via Pakistanis. It's happening all around the world by Muslims. Malmo is now the rape capital of Europe. Are we going to talk about this? Are we ever going to talk about the M-word, the Muslim word, and the Muhammad word? This is where it's coming from. And until the media, the police, and the social services stop pussyfooting around and trying to toe the non-racist line, it will continue. And Labour are absolutely complicit in this. Dennis McShane, who of course has been locked up for stealing money from the taxpayers, but he was the MP for Rotherham for several years, and he actually has the fucking temerity to come out today and say that he is a Guardian-reading left liberal who doesn't want to rock the multicultural boat. Well, here's the thing, Dennis. You are complicit in the rape of those girls by not wanting to rock the multicultural boat. And you are complicit, David Cameron, by saying nothing today, as is Nick Clegg, as is Nigel Farage. So come on, all of you people. Get out there, get the truth out, and let's see some real honesty in order for us to deal with this. And we have to start with that one word, or two words, beginning with M, Muhammad and Muslim and the Quran. That is the only way we are ever going to deal with this. Thank you.
I think a big round of applause for that. Dave, have we got the applause button there, mate?
Big round of applause? I was actually looking for this. I can't find it. It's all right. Give me 2 seconds. Listen, we've got a massively thank Paul Weston for standing up and doing what he does. We know the news, and we can't put anything out, obviously, at the moment. There's just too much. Hang on a minute, I found it earlier.
Do you know what, Dave? I've just looked at the clock. I just can't believe. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, when we do these shows, I know Dave, he does his own radio show, Motivate Radio Station, FM. That's right, Dave, isn't it?
It is exactly right. Well done, Jeff. Cheers, pal.
There you go. I know I say how quick our shows go, but... You know, I've listened to Dave and on his radio show, and he goes on to 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it's amazing. Don't know where you get the energy from, Dave. I really don't.
Nor do I, Brent. Nor do I.
Time goes by so quick. As I say, we're coming up to nearly. We've got about another half hour or just a little bit more to go with this show, and it's been. And absolutely, it's been fantastic. I mean, of course, having Wild Bill on this evening, for our listeners there, it's a great honour and privilege to have him on the show. He's he's such a great guy. Who's he's doing great works in the States. He's doing something with the Tea Party. His little groups of people being going in these offices and trying to do their business their way. And big kudos to the World Bill and all the works that he does and the Tea Party is out there. And of course, go ahead, Dave.
Sorry, mate. And on that note.
There you go. That goes out. That applause goes out to Wild
Bill. Silence!
And Paul West.
I kill you!
Get him, Dave. Who's that?
Get that little bugger. He's back again.
I kill you!
Slap him, Dave.
He's out. I've done him. He's out.
That's got him.
No worries.
Slap him. There you go. He gets around, doesn't he? I've heard
Did
him on other, he goes on other shows, you know. I don't know how he gets through, but he gets through. It's that bloody limbo dance, me. They limbo dance underneath the door, cracks the doors and that. He's always sandals all over the place. Yeah. But, Dave.
How good is it, mate?
Exactly. Well, mine, but he always leaves one sandal as well. I'm getting fed up. We'll have to have a sandal sale one weekend, Dave. Trying to put these sandals down. Well, we have a boot sale. We have a sandal sale. Yeah, let's sell sand to the Arabs.
Listen, can I just apologise for the one swear word in that? I've never heard Mr. Weston swear. If you've seen the video, he was getting very irate at the situation in Rotherham. And he knows, like we do, obviously, it goes on all across the country. You've got very irate, and I've never actually heard that man swear on a video. So kudos to you, my friend. Paul Weston, absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Paul, he comes from South London, actually. He's a South London lad, and respect him so much, Paul, for what he's done and who he is. And at least he's there. He speaks the way it is. He speaks out. And this is so sadly lacking with the politicians that we got before us. You know, all of them are like without a spine, jellyfish backbones. I'd say they've all got. And the only people that I really respect, and that is, as I say, Paul Weston. What can you say about the gentleman? He's great. People like Paul, you follow. If he led the country, at least he'd be doing the right things. He knows what's needed. He knows what needs to be done. And I'm sure he could get it sorted out. But that's the calibre of people that we want in powerful positions. Because they're the people who can really make the changes. All these stupid laws are being out. They can say, bugger that. No, we're changing the laws. We're going to do something different. That's what needs to be done. We've often spoke about it, Dave, and on many of the shows that do here. You know, there does need a big shake-up because what we got before us is we're walking into oblivion. With the politicians we got before us, we're walking into oblivion. We got a raging global jihad is ready to flare up at any time, and they're unprepared for it. They're running around like chickens without bloody heads, not knowing what to do. They brought this upon themselves. And it's us, the good people, who will end up having to sort it out. That's what always happens, Dave. They put themselves in this situation. Go ahead, Dave.
Obviously, Nigel Farage and UKIP, although he wants 200,000 Syrian refugees to come into the country, although, obviously, I don't believe in his policies, this is something that I am very adamant on. We have to get away from the EU. Now, I called Nigel Farage a plank. I doubt whether I'd ever be able to get him on the show, obviously, because he's not a normal type of person. He's a politician. Paul, at the moment, if we could replace the government, they're already talking about making him deputy prime minister. They're already talking about some sort of coalition with UKIP because they're very scared about what's going to go in the government. UKIP, for me, was about getting out of the EU, and I did have a little push back in May to try and make sure that everybody voted for UKIP. Now, the smallest sway to the right that we could possibly have would be fantastic, and that is, at the moment, UKIP. very liberal, but also sitting a little bit on the right. Paul Weston is, in his own words, a little liberal. Not easily solvable. Now, if UKIP gets some sort of power here, I like to believe that maybe if UKIP get in on a sway to the right, shall we say, it will be seen to be a little bit more socially acceptable, to vote for someone on the right, in which case then the rest of the country wouldn't feel so bad about being called whatever names the media or the government or the left would like to call us. Very scared about the right. I do believe if Nigel Farage got in, we then have 4 years to actually push Paul Weston and Liberty GB further than they've been pushed. All right, so socially acceptable, UKIP, they get in, they get us out of the EU, spending £55 a day on our own country. We start building schools, we start houses, we start giving the unemployment figures down. There's a lot that goes into this, Jeff. I'm not going to go into it. Obviously, Paul Weston, are the ones that need some sort of in this country. Like we'd say, I do, or you do, or the EDL do, or, you know, I mean, surely sooner or later we've got to see that the power has got to shift sooner or later to the right to sort out what goes on in this country. It's not just about the economy. Copping the Saudi oil money, you know, or the Saudis investing in London. You know, this is about our country, our culture. And in the last sort of 60-70 years, it has changed like we have never, ever seen it change. So I had a message the other day from someone that said, oh, first it was the black people, then it was the Irish people, then it was this, then it was that, now it's the Muslims. Well, I'm sorry, but every other culture that's come here has actually integrated and assimilated and put some goodness to our country. The Muslims don't want that. You know, the blacks... you know, any other culture have not bought this one horrendous book of death with them. All right, that's what's going on. And death with them. They are disenfranchised from society. They can't get a job. They can't do this. They can't do that. Or whatever goes on. We're bombing their own country. Our governments are to blame for that again. Why are we sticking our nose into something that has nothing to do with us? Please answer me that. You know, this is something that I do believe. I've got a lot of deeper in. You know, the whole of the EDL needs to go a little bit deeper. We are a straight movement, yes. A straight movement, yes. Not a problem at all. But with the power that comes with a straight movement comes other responsibilities. And I do believe it's our responsibility to actually do something a little bit more than we're doing at the moment.
Well, I think basically we put ourselves in a better stat then than we've been for a long time, Dave, simply because... You know, everybody, the light's gone on in their heads. You know what, the English Defence, what they've been talking about, they've been right. They keep talking about it, and they're right. And this is why you see numbers. This is why you're seeing Facebook pages, all of a sudden, massive, great numbers. It's going to happen, because they know that the only people that's speaking out, that's wanting to do something constructively and do the right things for this country, is ourselves, Dave, the normal Joe, the normal people. In a society, want to do what's right for this nation. And it seems sad that we got people in power who pay big bucks. And next year, they're getting a 10% pay rise, Dave. This is what they're talking about, a 10%. Everybody else gets 1%. They're going to get a 10%. Amazing, isn't it? And what are they doing? They're packing up the country, aren't they? Excuse my language, ladies and gentlemen, but that's all they're doing. And they're getting another pay rise next year, 10%. From, say, 68,000 to 74,000, something like that they're getting, Dave. I see on the news, it's unbelievable. And everybody else has got to take a 1%. Well, you know, everybody else should have a 10%. Yeah, that's why I look at it. What's good for one is good for another, like, you know. But that is the problem that we've got. They think it's all right, but I think someone did stand, one of the politicians did stand up and say, oh, I don't know about this, you know. It's good to see someone's got a bit of a morality, you know, stance a little bit in what he said earlier on today. And that was George Osborne. He said that. George Osborne. He said, I don't think that's right. You know, 10%.
Really?
But, you know. Yeah, he said that earlier on today. I was caught it on Sky. I was listening to it. So there you go. But I was going to say, Dave, I'm going to do a quick rundown. My goodness, we've had so many people in this chat room this evening, Dave. It's been amazing. Like, people come and people go. I'd say thank you for being here tonight, being my co-host tonight, Dave. And the clips that you've been playing and everything this evening has been fantastic. Did a great job there, buddy. Thank you so much.
I told you, I'm stepping the game a little bit, and this will be every Thursday and Sunday. I can't be out on Fridays, obviously, because I do my own, but if we can link up like we did last week, and I miss the Dogs of War, obviously, which is a bit of a shame, but, we'll do what we can.
Yeah, mate. No, it was really good to talk to you on your show as well. I was listening to the call, and I thought, you know what, I'll give a call in now. It was about 2 o'clock when I called into the show about 2 o'clock in the morning, didn't I, Dave?
You did, mate. We were running from 9, so, you know, I don't think we finished till 4. So it was seven hours again we did, you know.
Amazing. Yeah, no, some great stuff you were talking about, and lots of great information out there. I'm going to plug him again. You get a chance to listen to Motive 8 Radio FM. You just check out, Google it, whatever. It's like this, though. If you can't find where we are, go to Google, the English Defence League Radio Show, and you'll always find it on the Google. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. We're like the Scarlet Pimpernel. Oh, I can't resist it, Dave. You know what it's like.
I know what you mean, mate.
Yeah. But what I'm going to do, as I say, we've got lots and lots of people in the chat. And thank you so much for the great comments you've been making and everything you've been doing, the links. You're fantastic, guys. You really are. Very, very busy chat room. I say we've got myself here. I say we've got our very own Dave. We've got Bigfoot. Oh, Bigfoot, good to see you here, buddy. Always good. Pleasure to see you. He's got his own blog, and that is fantastic. EDL Minx, EDL Minx, and she and her family has been very busy, backwards and forwards to Rotherham. God bless you, Minx, and the family. You do great, great works. And we've got our very own Eric Kyle. Eric, God bless you, mate. Good to have you here tonight, and putting all the little links and things into what you do. We got one, FRM Sem. I've pronounced that right. My eyes are not that good tonight. Oh, Dave, we've got loads and loads and loads and loads of guests. Loads. We got guest 1505. We've got guest 1512. Guest 1515. Guest 1526. Oh, my goodness me. It goes on and on and on. It's a big, big list of the guests that we got. And then we come to the one with a name. We got Mandy Bolton. Hey, Mandy, good to have you here this evening. Good bless you. And, of course, we got our very own, you're in the chat as well, Dave, Motive 8 Radio. And we've also been giving you another big plug there, Dave. Also, we've got Northern EDL, which I know Northern EDL is going to be there. And I think he did talk about there's about 100... Hunter, the lads and lasses will be travelling down to Rotherham this weekend. So there you go, Dave. God bless you, guys. Also, we got our very own Mr. Paul Alexander, who's got his own. Have you got your own website? Now, please, Paul. Anybody who's got great links to your blogs or whatever you've got there, please put them in the chat room for everybody to follow you. Please do that. We've also got Porky Steve, it's always good to see you here, mate. This is a great nickname, Dave. I don't know how these people think these names are. We've got Richie Psychotic Delusion. What a fantastic nickname.
Yeah, he's one of the motivators.
Where'd you get that from,
Dave? He's a good guy.
It's awesome, isn't it? What an awesome nickname. We've also got Sandbox. Sandbox, you've been here quite a few times. God bless you. Thank you for being here and supporting the show. And we've got also Silky Silver. Silky, always a pleasure to see you. God bless you. We've got a good friend of mine, and a great voice over lots of shows, and that's our very own Mr. Stanger. Stanger, it's always a pleasure. Maybe, you know, you can maybe call in, if you want to, you can call in tonight, mate. Always be great to take your call. And we got the Dude 34, I see you there the other night as well. Thanks for being here. And last but not least, we've got guest 2729. Once again, I'd like to thank everybody for being here, supporting the show, contributing to the show with your different things there, your different links. There you go, there's Paul's put his link up there. So yeah, follow Paul. He's got a great web page. You follow this gentleman. He's great. With that, I'm going to jump back. Once again, thank you. And not forgetting all of our listeners out there, wherever you might be, whatever part of the world, I do know you listen to us as far as, I may listen to us out in Afghanistan, it's been said. Hong Kong, China, wherever it might be, Japan. I was told a couple of weeks ago. So once again, a big shout out to you all. Thank you for supporting the show and following what we do week in, week out. So there you go, Dave.
Well done, Jeff.
Took a while to read out.
It did, didn't it? Well done, Jeff. Listen, I've got one thing to say that I normally say on a radio show as well. And I know that Paul Alexander just hit upon this well. We need to teach our kids, our grandkids, our friends and family, etc., because about the dangers of Islam and what's going on in our country at the moment, because we are the last line of defence at the moment. And with all the children that I see in a multicultural hellhole in their schools, with their friends or whatever goes on, that will believe this to be and deem it to be absolutely right and correct to live this way, it's down to us to educate everybody we can. This is obviously the reason for the radio station, the demos, my motivate station or whatever goes on, to try and highlight what goes on to people. Now, if we can't teach our children and they can't teach their children, the message will be, and before you know it, the utopia will be in full force, if I can say that. Now, we are at the moment, obviously, talking on a radio station. These other people talk on radio stations. We do demonstrations, these other people do demonstrations. It's all sort of tit for tat until you actually find out people have got a TV channel. You know, there are a lot of radio stations in London that get taken down every day by Ofcom. You're being restreamed tonight through Motivate, and I've got a lot of guests in mind and members in mind as well. If you just give me 2 seconds, I've got to read them out to you. We've got Straight Jacket 69, Chick the Scotsman, we've got The Mitten, Marie, Stu, Eva, Robert Kinsey. He actually gave a message out earlier. We've got X amount of guests as well that I can't name, obviously, because they're guests. But again, you know, this is going out on the FM on the 90.4. And if anyone wants to text in quickly, and it'll have to be quick because we've got about 17 minutes to go, it's 07984-466-505. All right, it's 07984-466-505. If you want to get a text in quickly on the FM, then please do. You know, great show tonight, I think, Jeff. You know, to have Wild Bill on, I've actually had him on Skype as well, so I might get him on Motivate next week if I can get him. You know, the later the better. 3 o'clock in the morning is 9 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, he's a great gentleman, isn't he? What a great gentleman he is. Really a good man and great works he does as well. It's good to know that what we're doing is we are... we're getting out there, they're making people aware. Well, there can't be too many people that's not aware of what's going on around them, can there? Or where have they been? They've been on another planet when this has been going on. I can't believe that people are still waking up from their slumbers, but that is the case, isn't it?
That's the media's fault, Jeff. You know, we do a lot of work behind the scenes, as does everybody else that believes in the threat that is very, 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 very real to all of us. And we go on the internet, we go on Facebook, we're members of certain groups, we get posted information, pick the bones out of it, obviously. If it's not true, it's not true, don't repost it. You know, this is something that we do because we believe in a cause. The people that don't believe in the cause don't really search for it or look for it unless they stumble across it by accident and actually start looking into it for themselves. You know, the news doesn't show you this. And this is the major downfall of the whole media corporations in our country at the moment. You know, in the newspapers or the TV, they don't want to tell you the truth. I've missed a few people out, by the way. Sorry, I didn't refresh the page. We've got Tony Davis, we've got Stu, we've got Andy. He's listening on the FM at the moment.
Yeah.
We've got Front London WI. There's a few more. I'm not going to keep shouting, but listen, a massive thanks to everyone that's tuned in on the FM tonight as well, 90.4. Massive shout out to Motivate. Massive shout out to everyone else that's just actually logged into to Blog Talk Radio. I think what we've got to do really is that, you know, it's I need to start plugging this a bit more. I shared this around lots and lots of pages earlier. You know, the people are in, they need to be in. But we all need to do the same thing across every Facebook page on a Thursday, a Friday and a Sunday. Please come and share it to everybody, because, you know, if you can't be told and you can't be enlightened, then you're as blind as everybody else in this country at the moment. And that's the major problem of what goes on, I think, Jeff. You know, this is that we've got to, you know, we've got to reach out to different people. I do.
We certainly have. Well, and you know what, though? I think that's exactly what we're doing. You know, I've got Eric Carle saying there, one day, Jeff, they'll be listening to you on Mars.
They are already.
I've got
already.
Paul Alexander saying, thanks for the plug, Jeff. and EDL makes a very good point, Dave. She's saying, problem there is, Jeff, getting them to listen. That is a good point. That is, you know, it sometimes you feel like you're a stuck record, but you've got to keep banging. Sometimes you keep banging on the doors, but sometimes someone's going to answer it and listen to what you've got to say. And that's exactly what we've done, is just keep doing what we're doing. That's it. It's so important to carry on doing what we do. Put your flyers out there. Meets like you knew when you do. Do that. Just continue doing what you're doing. There'll be people sometimes that just throw it in the bin. Now, other people will put it in the bag and they'll look at it when they get home. They'll check the website. They'll check what's going on. And you don't know, you'll probably get more members join up. So I would say continue what you're all doing, because you're doing a fantastic job. Extraordinary people doing extraordinary things at an extraordinary time of history that we live. And God bless you all for that as well. I've got Eric Carle also saying, Dave. He said, "Hey, Dave, I couldn't send any message on your show on Friday for some reason. I had a little bit of a problem sending you messages last Friday, mate, just to give you a bit of a heads up."
No worries at all. Listen, can we, it's only 2.5 minutes. Do you mind if I play something quickly? It's called Islam
Is
Not
For
Me.
Yes, sure, you go ahead, Dave. You go ahead, mate.
2:30, and we'll be back after this, all right?
Okay, buddy.
I love this, Jeff.
I know you do, boy.
Tried to tell me my religion was wrong. They tried to tell me to follow Islam. They said their prophet was a righteous dude, but I found out none of their words were true. I read the Quran and I read the Hadith, and the sickness of Muhammad was apparent to me. He justified perversion in the name of Allah when he married a girl too young for a boy. She was playing with dolls when the prophet came. Her childhood was stolen in Allah's name. Aisha was 9 when he took her to bed. Don't tell me that fool's not sick in the head. Ain't gonna follow no child molester, sex offender, prophet pretender. Ain't gonna follow no child molester.
Islam's not for me. Islam's not for me.
The sickness of the Islamic mind
has caused the mullahs to be blind.
To justify the prophet, they will justify sin. So the sins of the prophet are repeated again.
All over the world, in Islamic State, 9-year-old girls with a cruel fate
sold into marriage to twisted men, and Aisha's sad story is repeated again. Ain't gonna follow no child molester, sex offender, prophet pretender. Ain't gonna follow no child molester.
Islam's not for me. Islam's not for me.
Care about those little girls?
Then stand up and fight for human rights. Speak out against the laws of Islam.
Ain't gonna follow no child.
child molester, sex offender, private pretender. Ain't gonna file no child molester.
Islam's not for me. Islam's not for me.
Not for me.
Islam's not for me.
That's it, Jeff. Nice bit of chorus there. Love it. Love it.
That's right, Dave. I've got something else I'm going to play in a minute, Dave. But once again, thank you. Did a great job this evening on the show. And I mean, you guys say we've had such a busy chat room this evening. Oh, it's been awesome, hasn't it, Dave? Really been busy lately, isn't it, mate?
Yes, mate. You know, and motivate as well. You know, and you're on the FM as well, brother. I mean, you know, this is something going out on the
big shout out to you. God bless you guys. No surrender.
No surrender ever, mate. You know the score. You know the
score.
There you go.
I want to play something, Dave. We ain't got too long, but I want to play this. This goes out to everybody who supports what we're doing, what we're all about. This represents me, represents you, represents everybody out there. This goes out to you all. So with that, we won't back down, Tom Petty. He did want to go in, or he wanted to carry on. But no, that tune went out to, of course, all our lads out
there. Silence!
Rob and Police Space.
I kill you!
He's back again. Get him, Dave.
Oh, fuck it. I've got him.
Get him, Nick. Get an headlock on him.
Father Nick. Pardon, Nick.
Stick him in the microwave. Stick him in the microwave, mate. 5 minutes or not. There you go.
I don't think it'll take that long, but there you go. Yeah, I know what you're saying, mate.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, oh my goodness me, we're coming down to the bar. I've got to thank you once again for being all here tonight, Dave, being a great co-host tonight at the different clips, and of course, not forgetting our very own Wild Bill. He was awesome tonight. What great guest that we had on this evening. And of course, you know, all the little things you did, the people showing the support, Dave, what you did there, absolutely fantastic. Thank you, mate. It's you know, it goes, a lot of listeners out there like listening to people that's showing the support. It's fantastic. And as I say, a big salute to them all up there, these lads. 13 days tomorrow, wouldn't it be? 13 days rolling demonstration. And don't worry, lads, there'll be a lot of people coming up very soon. It's not
very
too far
soon.
Away, is it, Dave?
No, very soon, mate. Not many sleeps at all.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, tomorrow and there'll be five, six sleeps. What is it, 5 or 6 sleeps, roughly, isn't it? Roughly. Now, I know some people won't be out of sleep. They never do. Get excited and all that. And so we'll be back again this Thursday. We'll have you back again this Thursday, won't we, Dave? Yeah?
Well, mate, and I will find some more stuff to play us, and, you know, and hopefully we can get some more calls of support before that. Hopefully from the members, shall we say, be it Dave,
yes.
Gary, Steve, maybe Ian, Andy, you know, I'd like them to actually call in to play on Thursday,
right.
Is what I would like, to try and rally the troops and get people getting down there. Now, if I can just say something to you, I know what you normally say, would I like to finish off? Yes, I would like to finish off. It's to say this. Although we do appreciate people's support, this is not a unity demo, all right? And I repeat that.
No.
It is not a unity demo. This was sanctioned and put forward and put into place by the EDL, the English Defence League, all right? Now, there's a lot of other groups that are going to Rotherham on Saturday, and what I will call for is I'm going to put a video out about this. I had a chat with Dave on that earlier. This is something that we've got to be very, very careful of. There are a lot of groups out there that are racist. We don't wish to unite or stand with any racist group. Now, if that's the BF, NF, BNP, or whatever goes on, we're not standing with them. So what you've got to understand is this demo is about the EDL. The EDL sanctioned it. We put it into place. We have liaised with the police. Nobody else has, okay? Now, we will have a ring of police around us to stop the infiltrators getting in. Now, I will say this to you, everyone from the EDL, that's in the EDL, that supports the EDL and their values and their mission statement, if you see anything untoward, police it from the inside out, all right? If people are going to start showing Nazi salutes or white pride or whatever goes on, you get those people as far away from us as you can. There will be cameras. It has been notified, obviously, and notarised that the EDL are going to Rotherham. It's going to be a massive, massive day. We don't want, obviously, is to be tarred with the racist brush. We will not stand with racist groups. We need to look out for infiltrators, all right? The other people that are coming have not liaised with the police. If they get in to Rotherham, which I very much doubt, you know, this is what we've got to watch out for. So, and I will call on anybody, excuse me, I will call on everyone that's going to this march, this demonstration, this show of solidarity the 1,700 victims.
I hope you don't mind, mate. I've got to get to wind up because I've got about just under 90 seconds now. If you see anything, guys, anything untoward, kick them out. Do whatever what you got to do. We don't want them showing us up. We don't want them to be told the same brush as what they are. So from myself and from Dave. Dave, thanks again tonight, mate. Absolutely awesome.
Massive shout out to everyone.
I've got 60 seconds, Dave. I've got to go. We've got to go, guys. So from myself and from Dave, from all of the team, take care, stay safe, God bless you all, and not forgetting for myself today. Come on, Dave. No surrender. No surrender ever.
Ever.
We're going underground. Good night, guys.
Good night. Good night,
Dave.
People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your fight brigade. I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course I don't mind. If I need you like that for far, Tommy Frank, then the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. You ever hate me, I've been enough already on my face. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through the flat. Here's what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader, and the place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up.
There you go, and we are into archives. there you go, Dave. Roller coaster show once again, buddy.
If I just finish what I was going to I started saying, obviously, yeah, I know we're running out of time.
Because we were just coming up
mate.
The live bit.
Oh, no, mate, I know. What it is basically is there's some sort of belief out there that this is a Unity demo. It's not a Unity demo. It is far from it. All right, if you can't put that racist shit aside, then there's no way that we're going to stand with you or allow you into the demo at all. And this is something we've got to literally, you know, reiterate upon because we are at the moment standing in some sort of good stead with the communities, with the police, with the government, you know, with the authorities that be. If one person pulls a Nazi salute, it's going to absolutely muck everything right up, Jeff. And this is something we don't need. So, you know, these people are going to be there. You know, they are going to be doing their own little demonstrations. They won't be allowed inside the EDL. You know these other people and what groups they're from. It's down to you to tell a steward to get them out. And I will say this as well, obviously, that these are aware that all these other groups are coming. They've not liaised with the police. They won't let them in. It's as simple as that. So let's not worry about it too much. But
no.
The reputation of the EDL at the moment is at stake. Now, there are going to be TV cameras there. We are going to get the general public of Rotherham out coming with us. We need to sort of conduct ourselves with some sort of decorum, some sort of respect. And we're not there to demonstrate. We're there to reinforce the fact that we knew what was going on. Let's show some respect for the victims, the child
it's
victims.
It's for the girls. That's what we've got. We've gone back for the girls, though.
Just girls.
What?
preference knows no bounds, okay? It's not just about the girls, it's about the boys as well. It's about the young children
over the last 16 years. That is the case, because we've heard some absolutely horrific stories about what's happened to some of these lads as well, haven't we? It's not just the girls, it's boys as well. Just turns your stomach, doesn't it, Dave, for things been going on for such a long time, unabated. I can never get, do you know what, as long as I live, Dave, I'll never be able to forget of what the injustice of what's been going on to these children. It's absolutely horrific. It's ruined their lives, a lot of them, isn't it? They're never going to be able to live a normal life after that. The flashbacks, things like that to some of these kids. I mean, we heard one of these, there's a girl that made a clip of some of the things that happened to her, and she said, whatever they do now, whatever the inquiry's out there, it's not going to take away what's happened to me. I'll never forget this. You know what I'm saying? Her life's been destroyed, the way she was talking like that. So if we could do something that will give them a little bit of, just make them feel a bit better about themselves, you know, that's, we can do that, mate.
Well, you know, there have been people calling for a lot of 2 minute silence. And, you know, the word's been spreading, you know, people have said, well, they're not dead. You know, let's not do a 2 minute silence, let's do something else. And there is a T-shirt going around at the moment with a big boot print on it. You've seen it, Jeff, yeah. EDL, stamping out child abuse. So what we should be doing, really, without chanting, without screaming and shouting and whistling and clapping and doing the rest of the game, what we want to do, we normally call it Fate on the Street, don't we, when we do a demo. We've got the boot print on the front of the T-shirt. I'm going to put it in my speech that I want you all now, for as long as you can, to stamp on the ground. Stamp, stomp, 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 stomp. Let's do that. You know, the most insulting thing you can ever do to a Muslim is show the sole of your foot, apparently.
Yes.
Well, let's get the boots on the street, feet on the street, at the demo. I'm going to get them all stomping, like the old moon stomp, right? Let's get them all stomping. Let's make some noise. Let's make some noise. Oh, yeah. Massively, you know. So let's make some noise up there in support of these people. And it's not about the chanting, screaming, shouting, whistling or whatever. It's feet. Bang, 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 yeah. In unison. Let's rock the place, can we? Let's rock it.
Yeah. You know, Dave, I've seen it at a couple of demonstrations, and I do believe it's something we need to do more of. I do believe that we need to have pipes and drums playing when we go into the city.
Oh, yeah, massively. When the big drum in front, boom, boom, boom,
yes.
Boom. Yes, please. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and the flute playing. You know,
that's
flutes
it.
Playing,
that's
Dave. It really encourages people to come out. They hear, they know it's us. They can hear us. They don't have to hear the chanting. They can hear the drums. They can hear the pipes. We're there. We told you we'd be back. We'll be here for you. We're here for you, the community. You know, we know what's going on. We're here for you. We're here right now. We're going to highlight this problem you've got here. We're for you. We're the people. We're your people. You know what I mean? That's what we've got to do. I've often said it, Dave. I've seen it on a couple of demonstrations that they did take note of what I said, and somebody did put something together. I'm saying, anybody else out there might be listening to the archives, please do this. It shows people who we are, what we're about. You know, all the crap that the media wants to put out. We're just like you guys. We love the country. We love our people. It's breaking our hearts what's happened to these children. And, you know, we're here for the people. We're the people's people.
Well, you know what?
This is
by the people, for the people. So I've just put a status out on Facebook. Marching band needed for Rotherham demo on the 13th. Please share. Let's see what we can get going in, right? That would be absolutely fantastic, would it not? Someone playing a bit of music before, you know, and we're walking along behind. That would be absolutely fantastic, is what that would be.
I've said... You know, I've been gabbing about this for quite a while, and I did see it, that they did take notes on. I can't remember, it was a few demonstrations ago, and I thought, yes, because Kel was with me at the time. I said, look, they done it. You know, look, it sounded so good. It lifted my heart, Dave. It lifted my heart, you know, and I would say to anybody out there, and we're giving a shout out, we do know there's some great musical-minded people out there, maybe part of an orchestra or something like that, and we know that you're out there. Maybe you could do that. I mean, you know, Rotherham's really, really important. And, you know, we want to let the community know, the people of Rotherham, that we're coming back again. We're not going away. The EDL's not going to go away until all the issues, the horrible issues, are out there in the open, and people are brought to justice over what's happened to the plight of these children. Isn't that right, Dave? That's it. We'll keep going
right,
back, otherwise.
Exactly right, mate. Exactly right. So I'm just going to take a moment now. Or just boom, boom, boom. I want people to hear us coming. You know, this is something we should have sorted out, maybe. You know, this is, again, you know, this is where people come into it themselves, because they put, you know, ideas up and do this and do that, you know, in a little bit of a think tank, if we can say that.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we need to do. Can you imagine, in all fairness, someone dressed up in all their stuff or whatever they do to go with the EDL? Maybe they're in Rotherham, they're around Rotherham, or wherever they are at the moment.
Yeah.
And they go, well, we can travel up there, we've got a minibus, we'll do that, and we'll head up your demonstration, you know, and do what
we've got
to do.
You've got a lot of miners communities up there, Dave, and they used to have their own bands and things like that. Maybe they'll listen to what we said. Maybe there's a lot of them people. Yeah, if you're listening, you, please get together and join us. You know how important it is what we're doing. It'd be just nice for the people of Rotherham to see that we're back, and we're going to show, you know, total support of what's going on, because we're there for the people, the community. So, Dave, there you go. It's just another idea. I thought I'd put it out there. I know how quick you are at getting things. Well, you are motivated, aren't you? Motivated, or I'm plugging you again, sir.
The whole reason that I called it Motivate Radio, because we need to motivate people. It's as simple as that. Motive and the number eight seem the best way to go about that, so...
There you go, Dave. I'll give you, blimey, plugs, I'll give you a night, son. It's been great, isn't it?
Listen, there's on the archive bit, obviously, I must say, I actually put a shout out. If anyone wants to give a shout out to the people at Rotherham tonight, inbox me and I'll give you the number out for you to leave a message to play on the show tonight. And that was on Friday. And I've had people now messaging me again. You know, any Welsh boys up there, the English boys are showing true grit. My best wishes I send to you all up in Rotherham. Stay safe, soldiers. That's from Dennis Williams. Martin Williams, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. That's by Edmund Burke, obviously. And we've got Michelle Walsh with a shout-out from Canada. You know, so this is... It doesn't matter how far you go or what you do, the support out there is absolutely massive. What we're dealing with at the moment is the stigma of being a racist, far-right, you know, fascist, knuckle-dragging, you know, drunken hooligan group. And it couldn't be any further from the truth. And people need to realise that. And this is why the press demonises us being such, because they know the support will be there for this group. By any means possible. And that means that these means at the moment are the media and the government. They will try and demonise us. You know, no one wants to be deemed as racist. And I would never ever stepped into this after meeting all the guys in Wolverhampton, sorry. If I would have thought anybody was racist, there were black people there, there were you know, Sikhs, there were all sorts. It's not a racist organisation. This is why I stepped into it. I know a lot of other people feel the same, and we will not stand with racist groups on the day in Rotherham, and that's it. Can't go any further than that. They will do their own stuff, and we will do what we've got to do. We'll get back out again, you know, and we'll keep on doing what we're doing. The call for unity is absolute rubbish, Jeff, because we know when we're on the street and something's going on and we're actually fighting in the street, you aren't asked what the next guy is doing. But for the general public support, we have got to keep on this avenue. We've got to keep on this street. We've got to keep on this drive to get normal people to join our cause.
Well, it's what we are. We're on a recruiting drive, Dave. What you do, what we both do, what we do together, is our recruit drive. I'm all saying what I'm doing is recruit drive. You know, we are recruiting the good people of our nation, you know, to wake up, come on, stand with us. Time, look at the mission statement. If you believe in anything of that mission statement, stand with us. Stand with us, because that is the way I look at it. Everything in that mission statement is me. It's what you, Dave. It's what we're all about. You know, that was when that come together, Dave. When I looked at that, and it just blew me away. I thought, that's what I've been crying out for something like that with foundation, and something that you know that you can be proud to say, yes, I'm part of the English Defence League. There, look, check this out. Check who we are. You know, when they say, who are you? What are you about? I'll say, there you go. There's our mission statement. Check it out. You wanted to slag me off on that, Arthur. After you study that, come back and we'll talk about some things. Human rights section, this, that and that. Maybe you want to check that out. That's what I'll say. When they start slagging us off, well, who are you? You know, giving it all that like. You know, I say, well, read that. when you've read it, come back and make some points, and then we'll debate over different points. There you go. but that is the case, isn't it? I was going to say, Dave, you know what you said when he's reading it out? One of the people said, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. Edmund Burke.
Yeah.
If you look on our little statement there, our little, you know, show notes thing, I've got that right at the bottom.
That's it. I've seen that.
You know, it's something, and it's so true. I've often, when I've opened up a show something, I'll just read out now and again, welcome to the EDL show, blah, blah, blah. And I will say at the end, all that's necessary for triumph of evil is that good men do nothing, by Edmund Burke. And that was back in 1887 or something like that? No, that was a bit before that, actually. But it goes back away, doesn't it? But and then words hold true as yesterday as they do today. And that's what it takes. People to take up the fight against evil, because we're surrounded by evil. But Dave, I'm going to call it a night, I think, mate. I've got to.
No worries,
thank
brother.
You for. You've been great tonight, mate. Thank you for being here. I wasn't sure. See, because Tommy English, as you know, you haven't seen for a little while. I did mention before. Ladies and gentlemen, Tommy's not been too well. He had to go into, he was in hospital, and that's why he wasn't in touch with me. I had a little phone call for him to let me know that he'd been in hospital and he's having some heart issues. So I thoughts and prayers go out to Tommy, because he's such a good lad, isn't he, Dave?
He's one of our
steadfast foot soldiers. And I know he'll be at Rotherham, and I know he's thinking of going down to Downing Street. And there's not too many he's missed. That was just, I think the Bournemouth one, this is what he told me, the Bournemouth demonstration, the journey back, messed him up. He was having heart palpitations and things like that, Dave. So, but anyway, I'm sure everything will turn out fine for Tommy. Because he's great to have on the show as well, isn't he? You know, he puts his rings in there, he does his own little bit, he does a little script now and again. And Dave, any time you want to do a little bit of scripting there as well, you can always just go into that box and do it. Like you know, it's easy to do. So any time you want to do that, please do, buddy. But Dave, what should we play out tonight? We should be playing out what tune?
If you actually look in the studio, I've put Angelic Upstarts, England, 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 I think it's called, right down the bottom, Jeff.
England,
a country so great. A land that is so fair and so true. That'd be good to play.
We've not got a lot in here, Dave. I'm looking right down now.
right down the bottom, mate. There's something called England. Absolutely fantastic track. It was by a lefty group years ago, but it means so much now. You know, and I play it on my show all the time. It's absolutely for what
the
it is.
The last one
I've
got in here is Happy Birthday, General. ZZ, Edelweddell, soundtrack. YB soundtrack.
You can search in the top. If you press the magnifying glass at the top, and just put in England, England, and
England,
that should come up in front of you. Yeah, yeah. I uploaded it today
okay.
for you.
Oh, thanks, Lee. You know
you got it?
Thing. Hold tight. England. I'm just putting it in a little. England. England. Okay. Oh, what's that? Something's back to my screen there, Dave.
Oh. Maybe it's searching, but good tune to finish off. Off and off. I think this is quite a fitting tune. I had it as a ringtone for a little while. Absolutely fantastic track. It's by the Angelic Upstarts. It's England, oh England, a country so great, a country so great and so true. There'll never be another land, the red, the white, and the blue.
Let's try that again, Dave, because nothing's happened there just when I've done that.
No. I'm out of the studio now. And all, hang on a minute. I'll tell you what I'm doing quickly. Let me just jump back in there. And I'll know if it's down the bottom where it was. I'll just click on it and play. But I will say this, you know, Wild Bill tonight, all the people in the chat room, the people on Motivate as well, the people listening on 9.4, absolutely fantastic. Honestly, you know, it was that I've not really experienced before. Do you know what I mean?
No,
boy, No, it hasn't. Hang on. I've got it here. We can play out any
you
song.
Got, oh, well, well done, mate.
Oh, it's England, oh, England, I put.
England, oh, England. Okay, you got it there then, have you?
Yeah, all right, any time you're ready, brother, just give me a shout and I'll play it, all right?
Okay, Dave. Well, I'll tell you what, before we say goodnight and that to our archive listeners out there, it's been a good show this evening, Dave. Put so much information out there, and that's what it's about, and educating people as well, and getting people to, instead of sitting behind the keyboards, get out from behind the keyboards, do something proactive. It doesn't matter about that. They can still do things on the computer, can't they? You know what I mean?
Of course they can. Listen, any information shared is information that's been put out. You know, I always put stuff out as public, which is a little bit dangerous for me. But I've had a lot of people lately actually liking and commenting and sharing the stuff, and these are people that have never ever been involved in any of it, and we sort of, yeah. You know, I wouldn't like to say they've been indoctrinated, but again, you know, they're doing what they should be doing, really, by trying to wake other people up on their friends list.
Well said, Dave. Yeah, I agree, and that's what it's about. People speak to people, other people speak to them, and that's how it gets around, isn't it?
That's it, mate,
so,
that's it.
Yeah. Fantastic. So anyway, Dave, once again, thank you so much.
My pleasure, my
great
friend.
Tonight.
My pleasure.
Happy
my
New
pleasure.
Year. And I'll probably be talking to you in the week before we have the next show anyway. Okay. We normally do,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do. We chew the fat, mate, don't we?
So, yeah, we certainly do, mate. And ladies and gentlemen, as I say, so with Dave, it's been a great honour and privilege to do the shows, produce the shows and that, and to do this, because we know it's so important, you know, that we put this information out there. Any stories we do, you know, are topical. Some stories we might revisit, might we, Dave? Now again, we might revisit a story, see an update on stories, and that's what we tend to do, and we continue to do that. So anyway, for myself and for Dave, we're going to close the show down in a minute now, and Dave's going to play us out with England, oh England, and this means a lot to me, at least a lot to Dave, and I'm sure it means a lot to you, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you might be. So with that, Dave, over to you, buddy.
Thank you very much, Jeff. It's been a pleasure tonight. I'm glad the people have listened. Well, Bill, we thank you very much and wish you a very, very happy birthday. Jeff,
amen to that.
Pleasure. Yep, a pleasure as always, my friend. And this is the last one from us, and it's England by the Angelic Upstarts.
The red in the flag is the blood that was spilled in the way that your forefathers tell. I never a country been so great, the story Britannia could tell. I never want to live my life away from the golden shores. There's never a country in the world with a scent of an English rose. Be any colors like the red, the white, and the blue.
Well, there you go. And, of course, that was England. Oh, England, absolutely awesome. And with that, this is the English Defence League radio show signing off for tonight. We'll be back again this Thursday. So take care, stay safe. And
no surrender.
No surrender ever. Good night, Dave. Good night, guys. See you Thursday.
Good night, mate.